As Jesus is growing in popularity, he's getting more followers, and these followers are asking him to kind of distinguish what is new with their movement compared to what they used to do with the Israelites, with the Jewish people. Earlier this week, Jesus was talking about the food that we eat, and the Jewish people had a lot of customs. They had a lot of laws which they had to fulfill. And Jesus, it seems like, is making some of these more permissible. It says you can eat these types of food, which you couldn't eat before. So they're kind of asking him, they say, okay, you know, out of this law, which ones can we do now? And Jesus responds by saying that he didn't come to abolish the law. He didn't come to destroy it. That which God gave to the Israelites for those hundreds of years for them to follow is still good. He still wants them to follow it. He didn't come to abolish it. He came to fulfill it. And then the rest of the gospel goes through this long list of things which he says that you still need to be aware of. These things which are happening, you still need to be aware of in your own life. He talks about killing, not only killing, but becoming angry. He talks about adultery, but not just adultery, but looking lustfully. He talks about divorce, talks about lying. And when you read this long list, you can kind of imagine his followers just thinking, you know, I thought this was going to be easier, and now he still has all these laws that we have to fulfill. He has all these rules, he has all these regulations, and it seems like we were going to get a break, and we're not. He didn't come to abolish the law, he came to fulfill it. And there's a very important line. It came in the first reading from the book of Sirach. It talks about our ability to choose. Because it's like Jesus is saying, yes, I know this is hard. I know that it is hard. But it's for your betterment. I'm not forcing you to do this. It's your choice. And in the first line in the book to Sirach, he says, if you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you. If you choose, you can keep them. They will save you. He's trying to teach the people that the commandments aren't there as a burden to us, but they're actually there to help us live more freely. And as much as this gospel, which we just heard, can kind of be summed up in the reputation of the church of saying, you can't do this, you can't do that, this is a big law book, that's not what he's trying to say. He's trying to say, I'm helping you to be set free. That as the author of life, I'm telling you how to live life well. Let me explain. I am the youngest of three in my family, which means that I was the recipient of a lot of hand-me-downs. And one of my favorite was a bunch of Legos. Loved Legos. And by the time they were given to me, they were all out of the package. And I just had a big tub of Legos. And I just remember, you know, building houses, building cars, everything you can think of. And I would just spend hours building with Legos. And then I remembered the day specifically. I even remember where I was. That my dad handed me the instructions. He said these Legos came from boxes, and these are the instructions in which you're actually supposed to build them with. And I remember one of them was the spaceship from Star Wars, and I built it, and I'm like, this is incredible. These actually go to something. There's a way in which they're supposed to be put together, and it's good. This is the way in which it is supposed to be. And I thought it was amazing. I went through all the instructions, and I built all the sets of the Legos. And I'm like, this is great. The commandments in which God gives us are kind of like those instructions. I don't have to listen to them, right? I can build little dinky cars for every day. But if you actually want to see what they're for, if you actually want to make something great, you have to listen to it. You have to listen to these instructions. God, who is the author of life, has given us these commandments in order to follow and how to live a good life. But it can kind of seem burdensome, right? It can kind of seem like this is a limitation on me, that I have to do it this certain way. Until you grow into freedom to see how good it actually is for you, it is like a little kid who's learning something new. It can be incredibly frustrating. It can be incredibly frustrating for him to learn something new. I remember when I was little, I loved basketball from a young age. And I remember watching Michael Jordan when I was a little kid, and I remember thinking, I want to do that. The way that he jumps, the way that he shoots, how good he is, I want to be able to do that. And then I'd go out in our backyard, and I'd shoot basketball, and I wouldn't even come close. It was absolutely terrible. And then I started having basketball practice. And I had a coach who would start with the fundamentals. He said, this is how you dribble a ball. You can't dribble with two hands. You have to dribble with one hand. And I remember saying, like, no, I want to play like Michael Jordan. You know, he's not doing these fundamentals. He's throwing up these amazing shots. He's jumping. He's dunking. He said, no, you have to start with the fundamentals. And I remember from a young age, I was right-handed, and my left hand was really weak. So one practice ended up being for the rest of the week. He tied my right hand behind my back and made me use my left hand the entire time. And he made me start with these fundamentals until I actually had a freedom in being able to do it. Then I didn't think anymore. I was able to do it. I had a friend on my team, shot the ball with two hands. So our coach had this thing that he had put on his hand that was like a plate that he'd have to shoot, which forced him to shoot with one hand. And you know what? Didn't have that bad habit anymore. I had a friend who would always dribble with his head down until our coach gave him these things, which he couldn't see the ball when he dribbled. And you know what? He dribbled with his head up now. That at first, these limitations seem like an incredible burden to us until we achieve the freedom in practicing them. At first, it does seem like a burden when God is saying, don't get angry, don't look lustfully, don't lie. Until you achieve the freedom in being able to practice them, and then you see how it's actually good for your life. Right away, it may seem like you're a machine. You may not see how it's actually good for you until you achieve the freedom. I'll give you another example in my life, especially related to the church and church teaching. I struggled with the church's teaching on going to confession. After high school, it was very hard for me. I didn't see the purpose, made me feel awkward, made me feel uncomfortable, didn't like admitting when I was wrong. Until one day, I had a beautiful confession after a long time. And I saw that it was good for me. Until I started to practice it more and more, and I realize I'm not perfect, but I understand that from where I was in high school, I have more of a freedom in it now. That what I thought the church was teaching right away was a burden on me has become something that has set me free. That the church teaching isn't a limitation on us. It's something that will set you free. So Jesus is standing in front of us, echoing what Sirach said. He said, you can choose. You can choose. If you want to, you can follow the commandments. They will set you free. So as you leave, I encourage you just to pray about a couple things. First thing, do you trust that what the church teaches, that what Jesus has said, is good for you? Do you trust that? Do you trust that what the church says, what Jesus has echoed, is good for you? That they want what is truly best for you? Secondly, whatever it is, none of us are perfect. There's always something which we can work on. Whatever it is in there that is a little bit of a resistance to that, ask God what it is and be able to bring that to him. If you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will set you free. Do you want to be free? Do you want to live a good life? What the church teaching is not an obligation to us, but it lets us be free as humans. Let us follow God's commandments. Let us understand they are what is best for us. And let all of us be free to follow him.